You're listening to Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, it's growing gangbusters. Whichever way you look, you only have to look out front of your home, on your nature strip, perhaps out front of the ABC, where a couple of staff have suggested maybe we could do with a goat to get the grass back down. More than 4,000 plants have been grown since the start of the year in Canberra by 40 seniors with a specific cause. Most are aged over 70, and they are all passionate Rotary members. Their project is called Out of the Fires, and it is designed to help fire recovery in the Cobargo region on the south coast of New South Wales, which, as you probably know, was hit just about as hard as anywhere across the country with that devastating summer that we experienced. Canberra and Margaret McIver created this idea. Margaret, a very good morning to you, and thanks for being with us on Mornings today.
Good morning, Adam.
You've had quite a bit to deal with yourself in recent times, but you've been so keen to get this happening for the Cobargo community. Why?
Well, I guess, first of all, I went to a concert by Shortus and Simpson, who are involved in the Cobargo Folk Festival, and they were raising money. And there was a lady there called Zena Armstrong, and she spoke passionately, and we just, our hearts bled for Cobargo, basically, and they seemed to be getting very little help. And as a passionate Rotarian from the Canberra Western Creek Club, I thought, what can we do that shows that we feel for them, I guess, and we would like to do something apart from just throw money at the problem. And very little money was coming through to them at that stage. So I got the idea that we could grow some plants. And originally it was going to be about 2,000 plants with maybe 30, 40 growers, and it's gone gangbusters, and we've got lots of plants, so we're taking the best 4,000 down to Cobargo. And we've been working with the Cobargo Green Recovery Team, which is Tanya Lingard, Vicky Hoyer and Chris Matthew, who are the people on the ground, and we're taking them down to the showground Saturday week, and there's the first community event for Cobargo happening at the showground that day.
We'll hear from Pauline Canduff very soon, who was your supporter in arms, really, especially when you had to slow down a bit because of some surgery. But tell us about how the plants were selected and how gratifying it's been that you've been able to select the best 4,000.
Well, it's been amazing. I thought when I first spoke to the Green Recovery Committee that we'd have about 2,000 plants, and people just got behind it. And the plants they've grown are absolutely fantastic. They are very, very beautiful, advanced, well-potted plants. There's nothing inferior about any one of the 4,000 plants, and that to me is just amazing.
Didn't you just pick the spring to do it as well? My word.
Oh, well, then things will grow at Cobargo, and they've had a little bit of time to recover. Not enough.
No,
but it's good timing for them too, I think, to receive plants in the spring when things will grow with very little care, and they're getting lots of water, so it's turned out to be a good time, a very good time.
These sorts of plants are for, well, home gardens, larger blocks, that sort of thing. What sort of variety have you curated and cultivated?
Well, we've cultivated a whole series of plants, and the plant inventory has gone to Cobargo, and it involves everything from vegetables and herbs to perennials and shrubs and trees and succulents. Some of the trees are going to be used, I think, in public spaces. I'm not sure about that. It's up to Cobargo how they use it, but most will be given to people who are fire affected. And as you know, 96 people lost their homes down there, so there are a lot of fire affected homeowners, and also the farmers who lost fences and sheds and plants and windbreaks and all those sorts of things. So they'll be used for lots and lots of reasons.
So much loss still to try and recover from. I mentioned Pauline Canduff, OAM, and also garden guru in her own right. Pauline, it's lovely to have you along as well. And tell me about how you picked up on this project Out of the Fires and why it appealed so much.
Well, my husband was part of Western Creek
Rotary
when he was alive. And he was a very passionate Rotarian, had been for many years. And so some of the people knew me, and they knew my interest in gardening, and they also knew that I had been involved in the regeneration of gardens in Western Creek after our fire in 2003. So I suppose word of mouth, and I've been around a long time, Adam, so a few people know me.
Yeah. And they know what you say and you grow counts.
Yeah, I'm a bit bossy. So they asked me, would I lend a hand? And I very willingly did so. And I go with Margaret with the fact that the quality of the plants that people have given so generously is fantastic. So it's really the Rotarians and Rotarian friends who love gardens and know a gift from your garden to someone else is truly something treasured. So that's what we're hoping comes from this, that the people from Cobargo will have something that they know has not only been given to them, it's been grown by somebody with love.
I want to pick up on that, Pauline Canduff. How much of a symbol of empathy, of care, does it show to people who've lost everything?
Well, going by back in 2004 when we were working with people here, plants really play a very large part in healing. You see something grow and thrive and it just gives you joy. So not for everybody. Everybody has their own thing. But if you're a gardener and you are interested in plants, having something from somebody else's garden is always treasured and you remember where it came from. So we're hoping that the people of Cobargo understand that we are giving this to them with care and thought, as well as hoping that it will give them, you know, relief, pleasure for a long time to come.
Pauline Canduff is who you're hearing from, garden guru for 2CC. Margaret McIver is the project leader of the plant replacement project Out of the Fires, 4,000 plants of all sorts of varieties heading to Cobargo to support the spirits as well as the grounds of people who lost just about everything. Margaret, have you had much contact to and fro with the locals who might take up and be replenished by the plants that you're growing and offering?
Absolutely. And look, I just like to say, seeing James Bond has just died, the real one, the plants are from Rotary with Love.
Yeah.
That's our little saying at the moment.
That's your little catch cry, sure.
Yes, sure. But we've had a lot of contact and I've been constantly distressed by how tough they're still doing it down there and how much they haven't had a chance to grieve. They're still replacing fences and working very, very long hours. Everybody is overtired. I've had a lot of contact and it's been very, very insightful and very distressing to see what they're going through. Mm. It is tough for them and they're not getting the support that other areas are getting for some reason, or it seems to me that way. So anything we can do to help, and we're only doing a little bit, but, you know, if Rotary can help them a little bit and put a smile on some faces on the day, that will be great. And I probably should mention that Brindabella Rotaract, who is a young Rotary club, are going to supply fun games all day when we're giving out plants, and the bigger Rotary club are going to be feeding them free sausages, and I think there's going to be cakes and coffee and stuff like that as well. So,
wow.
Turning into a pretty nice event for the people of Cobargo.
Which is great to hear and what they could do with. This texter says, will you need more plants in the future? It would be nice to donate some things. I didn't know this was happening. It is so fantastic. What about further donations and support?
Oh, my goodness. Let's get this one over. You've got no idea what 4,000 big plants look like.
I can only just imagine the logistics involved as well. I mean, that shows, though, that text, the generous spirit, the wealth of support that might be forthcoming. Can you see this becoming a continuous support line, if you will, particularly if that suffering, as you've observed, keeps going?
Look, we will certainly keep in contact with the people in Cobargo, certainly keep in contact with them. And if they need more support, we will talk about it after the 14th.
Yeah, get the 14th done and dusted first. But Margaret McIver, especially given your own challenges and that of people who live in this region, well done on marshalling the troops and getting everything growing to support people in Cobargo. And we dip our lids to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to all the growers. They have done an outstanding job, haven't they, Pauline? Just amazing.
Marvellous, yes. I am constantly surprised. We are accepting plants at the moment and it's a joy to unpack them and sort them.
You must love seeing all the new blooms as you open it up, like a Christmas present again and again. Pauline Canduff, a very big thank you to you.
Thank you, Adam.
All the best with it, Margaret, and we look forward to hearing how it unfolds after the 14th.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Margaret McIver, project leader of the Plant Replacement Project Out of the Fires. Rotarians doing what they know, and that is supporting others in times of need. You also heard from Pauline Canduff, gardening guru. Nice to have your company on Mornings.
You're listening to Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.